I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Now, how you know?
What is
good Monday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. And I want to pick back up with our thought. We've been in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, been looking at verses 16 through 18, and looking at God's will for our lives. And it's to be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I want to just say one more thing here concerning joy before we get to the next one. We often miss out on joy because we try to create it ourselves. And when we try to produce joy, we're working against joy. You see, when we look to our activities and our devices to bring us joy, then here's the problem. We are not looking at the Lord. When we're relying on external things, we are distracted from the internal work of God's Spirit. So the harder we work to find joy, the farther we drift from the Lord and that joy that we are looking for. It's like a person who's drowning. They need to trust the lifeguard who comes to save them. The more they struggle to save themselves, the more difficult it is for them to be saved. Or maybe it's kind of like a patient in the hospital. They wake up from surgery and they find tubes in them. And the more they fight the tubes and pull at them, the longer it will be before they get better. The instinct says to fight. But in this case, the instinct is wrong. And so it is with joy. Our instinct is to try to do things to produce joy. We can't produce joy by our courses, music, methods, campfires, meditation, or anything else. The harder we try to create joy, the more elusive it becomes. Joy comes from resting, not running. It comes from trusting, not working. I love that. Second thing that we are told is to pray continually. Or as King James puts it, pray without ceasing. Now, many dismiss this command quickly as a ridiculous hyperbole or an exaggeration. And they reason if anyone prayed all the time, they would actually be quite useless in the world. They would not function. However, Paul does not mean that we should constantly spend our lives in a prayer meeting or informal prayer. He isn't saying we should always be on our knees or have our eyes closed. That is only one kind of prayer. Paul is encouraging us to be in constant communication with God. Now, most of us would actually have a better time with prayer if we kept up a running conversation with the Lord throughout the day. When we talk about communication in marriage, we're not simply talking about those times when we sit down to have formal conversations with our spouse. Communication in marriage takes place constantly. We communicate through our words, our actions, through our silence. Have you noticed that people who have been married a while start often finishing each other's sentences? Many times something will be said and they have exactly the same response. At times it's maddening. A conversation is progressing and all of a sudden a husband and wife start talking about something totally unrelated. Why? Because they have shared their lives with each other to such a degree that they've begun to think alike. Now, wouldn't it be great to have that same kind of relationship with God? I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful to have such a continuing conversation with the Lord that you regularly knew what God wanted you to be, to do without even having to ask? Well, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could hear His voice of love in your head in every crisis? People wonder, well, what in the world would I talk to God about all day long? And again, we just have to adjust our thinking. We think of prayer as asking God for stuff. Prayer is much more than merely making requests. Prayer is meant to be a conversation with the Lord, and it's time for us to align our hearts and our minds with His. These There are times when we need to confess our sin, times when we can express appreciation for God's creative wonders, times when we should express our love, times when we should admit our fears or seek His guidance, times when we should give thanks. There are times when we simply need to seek to align our hearts with the heart of God. If you will, there are times we need to discuss things with the Lord. To pray without ceasing means we are living and thinking in the presence of God. Well, listen, that's all the time I got today. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.